AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. About 2 months after the Capitol riot, there is chatter about another possible disruption.
Extremists discussing March 4th and March 6th.
Melissa Smith-Lova with the Department of Homeland Security testified on Capitol Hill. The threat appears to be connected to a far-right conspiracy theory, mainly promoted by supporters of QAnon, that Donald Trump will rise again to power March 4th, which is tomorrow. Until 1933, March 4 was Inauguration Day. President Biden is calling out two Republican governors who are relaxing mask mandates. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says the nation's on the cusp of fundamentally changing the pandemic's nature.
The last thing we need is Neanderthal thinking.
Saying he hopes everyone has realized by now masks make a difference.
It's critical. Critical, critical, critical.
And it's a big mistake to end mask mandates after being asked about Texas's Greg Abbott and Tate Reeves in Mississippi doing just that. Reeves replied with a tweet that Mississippians don't need handlers, adding, "I guess I just think we should trust Americans, not insult them." Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is apologizing, but he is not resigning.
I never touched anyone inappropriately.
Three women accused the governor of sexual harassment. Cuomo says it was unintentional, and he understands now he acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. Former NFL player Kellen Winslow II has been sentenced to 14 years in prison for multiple rapes and other sexual offenses against five women in Southern California, including one who was homeless. The Border Patrol says the people killed in a crash in California near the Mexico border yesterday had got in the country through a hole cut in a border fence. 13 people were killed. The manager of the New York Yankees, Aaron Boone, is taking a leave of absence from the team to get a pacemaker. This is AP News. The U.S.-led coalition in Iraq says at least 10 rockets targeted a military base in western Iraq that hosts American troops. Spokesman John Kirby says there was one death.
A U.S. civilian contractor suffered a cardiac episode while sheltering and sadly passed away shortly after.
The AP's Nicole Winfield reports Pope Francis is pushing ahead with his first papal trip to Iraq, starting Friday.
The three-day trip is primarily aimed at trying to encourage Iraq's Christian communities that have been devastated by the Islamic State insurgency. He will be traveling to them up in the north, but he's also going to be meeting with Muslim leaders, including the Grand Ayatollah.
The number of coronavirus cases in Iraq is rising. Police say a man armed with an axe attacked and injured 8 people in a town in Sweden before being shot and arrested. The country's prime minister says a possible terrorist motive is being investigated. Ed Donahue, AP News.